This crew works hard. We've moved from where the corn's dumped over to where the corn's processed and in the control room. Mick, tell us a bit about where we are, what we're looking at today.
Well, this is the brains of the operation. Right. I'm mostly talking about Scott Hancock.
Is that it?
He's been with me for 21 years now, right, Scott?
Right.
And he's a shift leader, runs the plant when we're not here. And it's a 24/7, 365 days a year operation. And we like to take downtime, like yesterday, Scott, downtime during the day, during the week, and when we've got the extra help. Mm-hmm. But he has to manage it when that storm comes through at 2:00 in the morning on a Saturday night. And whether it's a power blip or some other issue that he's got to handle with a 3-man crew. I guess we're trying to get it to 4-man. But we're minimum staffing. That's efficiency. So the automation it takes to run a plant of this size and this scope is how you do that with fewer people. Scott was here when it was a 20 million gallon a year plant, 7 million bushels a year. And today, the shift leader runs the whole plant, and it's a 50 million gallon plant, 17 million bushels a year.
2.5 times what they were.
And so he's 2.5 times more productive than he doesn't think of it that way, but he's 2.5 times more productive because he used to have, what, 2 screens over there and 2 screens over there and 1 screen here. And now he's got 12 screens in the room that could have 12 different graphics of the process.
Right.
So yeah, we've more than doubled the screens, which is kind of an indication of how to automate, because the efficiency was more productive per employee.
You know, safety is a big thing too. We talked about it on the other side, but here, safety, all your folks wear hard hats, glasses, and even in the lab, you've got glasses and gloves for folks.
Yeah, it's kind of a new thing. We felt like proactive, wear your proper PPE so you don't get hurt. And that even applies, like, if you've got to do chemical handling in the lab, you need to have safety glasses. We've got latex gloves so you can keep your hands clean. Hygiene in the plant means hygiene with your personnel.
Right.
You may not notice it, but you were here last year. It's got a fresh paint, mm-hmm. new doors, new paint. We even got a new ink board here where we invested a little bit back into what I'd call personal comforts, personnel comforts, which is hygiene, safety, and ultimately efficiency for the business.
And that's what it takes to keep it running, because you're looking at the number of things that Scott and the folks like him are watching here every day. Keep an eye on a lot of things going on. From the monitor the whole process, I guess, from right here.
Yeah, the central control room, a theme of operation for 50 years. If you went to a big nuke plant at TVA, you'd see the same sort of thing. It used to be big panel boards, 50 years. Some of us have been around about that long. But today, it's a computer with a keyboard and a mouse, just like you might play a video game at home. That Scott's wife probably teases him that that's really all he does, is just video games all day long. But in fact, that gives you the easy access to control valves, pumps, grind mills, to conveyors, distillation columns. All that can be a graphic on a display. And it's not just here. There's a couple other places in the plant where you can see the whole process.
Right.
That makes sense. And, you know, you talk about farm safety, and safety really here at Commonwealth Agri-Energy. Not only does it take place here in the control room inside the plant, but even when you're cleaning, have downtime, things like that, your folks still wear protective equipment like they need to.
Yeah. You know, we're an extension of the farm. To say we're farmer-owned is only half the story. We have to have the same sort of attitude about safety as a farmer does operating a million-dollar combine. You've got the same $1 million worth of equipment, assets that Scott's in control, and he's got to have a safe operating procedure that's a policy, company policy, his own personal policy with personal protective equipment, safe procedures, and ultimately safe work behaviors. And that's Farm Safety Week is a good time to reinforce that with our people too.
Very good time. Very good point. Very good lesson there. And, you know, never know. It's at one time you don't expect it when something could happen. And if you got your equipment on, you're protected. And it's very important.
Yeah, we're pretty proud of our OSHA recordables. We've gone several years without an OSHA recordable. And there's some manufacturing plants around here that will attest to 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. we need to get there, and that's being able to go home with all your fingers and toes. That's going home to your family with another day where we've done right for our business and our families.
We're coming with AgriEnergy talking farm safety here during National Farm Safety Week. We're on 106.5.